Hello?
Oh, have we started?
Yes.
Good evening.
You went to Costco today. Did you check out the trolley wheels?
Yes, I did, and I hated it.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to manoeuvre. I actually rammed into two end aisle thingies because you can't shift the back end.
Was it a big stack that knocked down and railed everywhere?
No, it didn't do that.
Like in the movies?
No. But yeah, it was quite bizarre. And now that I know, it's really frustrating.
So it's a bit of a pain to turn around the corners.
Yes. I don't like it.
So you didn't believe me.
No, I didn't.
Now you can see they just don't steer from the back.
I know. It's funny. But I did enjoy my 20-minute massage.
Because it just wasn't busy? Did you have to wait?
No, I wasn't busy. I happened to walk past and I saw a lady, because the chair reclines and then the massage starts. And I saw a lady coming into the upright position. Her tray table was already secure. I thought, ooh! And I turned around and there she was leaving. So I jumped straight in and had a wonderful time.
So you went, get out of the way, lady.
Coming in.
You're not having another turn. Get out.
There was another couple about 10 minutes into my massage, because I just stayed for the whole 20 minutes because it wasn't that busy. She got in, hated it. Ooh, this is horrible. And her, you know, blokey bloke was like, oh, I'll have a go. Oh, this is horrible. So I guess those chairs just aren't for everyone.
Which one were you in?
No, they don't have the cream one anymore. They've discontinued it.
How much was the good one?
The good one was nearly $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they've updated the model that they're selling now. So it's a different chair, but it's $2,799 or something. But it's different to the previous one. Not as good, I found, but still good enough.
Good enough. Any qualms about sitting in a chair that 3,000 other people have sat in?
Well, put it this way, I didn't put my feet in the feet thingy because it's a whole body massage and they've got two little footwell thingies with material and your foot basically disappears into this well and they've got little rollers that massage the base of your foot. And today, as it was summer and I was wearing my sandals, not my socks, I did not put my feet in.
So, I think that's a good idea.
And I was a bit nervous too because it's got you put your arms in the armrests and it massages your arms as well. But I was worried about my watch.
Yeah.
My iPhone watch thingy, Apple Watch, because then I didn't want it to get crushed, so I didn't put my arms in either.
Oh.
So, but it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
I'm not keen on hopping in those things. I don't like massages. I don't like the idea of sitting in an enclosed space that who knows what else has been in there.
Mm.
Not my thing.
No. Well, right. I certainly didn't want to put my feet in the footwelly thing.
Cool. Are we going to pause there so you can watch TV?
No.
Oh, well, your show's back on.
Yeah, but I'm not overly interested in Matt LeBlanc playing a different character, but the same character.
It's not that funny anyway.
It has its moments, but yeah, it's not that funny.
Mm.
What else is on the menu?
Christmas lights went up.
Yes.
So we put some more outside. So now we can turn on the Christmas tree lights, turn off the Christmas tree lights, turn on and off the outside ones.
And bless David's little heart. I was out visiting a couple of neighbours this evening and he actually wanted to put the Christmas lights outside the house, completely finished by the time I came back. And I came back about 5 minutes before he was finished. So he was a little bit disappointed that they weren't a full surprise. But I was still very surprised, and they look lovely.
The trick is to untangle them before you start putting them up. Not, and then you don't have to untangle them a metre above your head.
Mm.
Then that gets difficult.
Mm. But we're all pretty and twinkly. I must say that I've noticed when driving around this year, there are more lights on houses than there have been. Because I noticed, like, a few years ago, there was massive competition in our street and sort of all streets around the place. And the last couple of years, I'd noticed that had dropped off and that fewer people were putting up Christmas lights. But we seem to have had a resurgence. And there's Christmas lights galore. So very soon when the kids are on school holidays, which is next week, oh my goodness, we'll go for a drive and check them all out, I think.
The one down the road from us has got a big Rudolph straddling the apex of its roof. Yep. It doesn't look comfortable.
No, and in the wind, it's kind of like Rudolph humping the roof. He's having a good old hump.
He does rock around a lot.
He does.
Like he's enjoying himself up there.
Yes. But they've done a good job. It looks really good. They seem to add a little bit to the house every year. So they've had the blown up things for a few years now, but this year they've got these beautiful dangly ball chandelier things. So, yeah, they do a good job. It looks nice. One of the people around the corner used to do a village display, and it was, you know, people would come from miles around to check it out, but they stopped doing it a couple of years ago. But, yeah.
They had their lights stolen. Was it that one?
Oh, or the one further down? Oh, I don't know.
One of them had a heap of them stolen.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's terrible. That's really rude.
Why would you even do that? I mean, Christmas lights aren't expensive. Buy them in January when they're on sale, and you just store them for a few months, and then, or 11 months.
But that's too much like common sense.
I don't get why you'd steal them. It's stupid.
It might have been malicious. You know, they might have been jealous. Might have had nothing to do with the fact that they wanted them for themselves, and everything to do with the fact that they were jealous.
A rival house.
Yeah, could be. Turf wars, you know, light wars.
There's one closer to the Woolies where they put lights all over the whole roof, like the tiles, like twinkly fairy lights all over the tiles on their roof. One of our neighbours, he hasn't done it this year, he climbs up on the TV antenna.
In 40-degree heat days.
Yeah, gotta wait. You can't put your lights up if it's less than 40 degrees.
He loves doing that, but he does a good job. He didn't do it last year either because they went away. So, but they've got a few lights up across the way. But I love this time of year. It's all pretty. Oh, very pretty. I am sick and tired of Christmas TV ads, though. Oh, my goodness. The amount of Christmas songs chiming in my brain as a result. And they're not good ads either. So, yes, thank goodness for the remote and the mute button.
Do you go into Woolies or Coles? They must have started.
I haven't really noticed. Like, I was in Toys R Us today because I started Christmas shopping. A, it's the brand new Toys R Us at Marsden Park, and there was no air conditioning. And it's in the old Masters. Was it Masters that Woolies tried to do their hardware store? Is that what they called it? So in that old
That's
Masters.
Huge.
Yeah. So they're in there, they've got Toys R Us. They're going to open. Toys R Us is the only one open, but they're going to have a Rebel Sport. Bingley's going to be in there. A few other retailers are going to be in there. But there's no air conditioning. So I went in there.
Masters was air conditioned.
Well, this Toys R Us was not air conditioning.
Because that was one of their big things. We're going to air condition our stores where Bunnings isn't.
Could not feel any air conditioning in there. There weren't Christmas songs playing. They didn't even have Christmas decorations up.
Was it warehouse feeling?
No, it just looked like a normal Toys R Us. They only just opened like the last week in November or something. They don't even have a landline yet. I wanted to ring before I travelled out there to make sure they had what I wanted because it was a huge item. You got to follow the bouncing ball and press, you know, one for Marsden Park and blah, blah, blah. And the message, and I'd been waiting to speak to someone for about 7 minutes. I got to this point because you've got to go through all the previous menus, and I pressed one for Marsden Park, and the message came back, even though I knew it was open. That store isn't open at present, and then it hung up. So I had to call back, and then I went through all the hoops again, and wanted to speak to one of the customer service people, and again, I ended up falling off because I waited for a customer service person. Then all of a sudden it went, our customer service people are really busy at the moment. Please leave a message or we'll speak to you another time. And it hung up on me. And I'm like, what? So, yes. So I turned up on the hope that they had one and we got the last, by the way.
But you were going to Costco anyway.
Yes, to get tyres.
Which is nearby.
Yeah. So Costco have buy three tyres, get one free. So we got 4 tyres for the price of 3 today, which is pretty good. I was very happy with that. They did it within the hour, so I could have my 20-minute massage and my 40-minute shopping and
steering trolleys into end cap.
That was really bad. I was embarrassed because it was just after having my massage, and I thought, if anyone is watching me, they're going to think I'm drunk or something. I don't know. So, yes, that wasn't very pretty, but at least the boys are done.
Any suggestions if there was a wife out there that thinks she should get something and deserves something?
What do you mean?
If there was someone out there who I was married to, for instance, what would she want?
Oh, you're asking for tips on what I want for Christmas.
No, well, if I was married to a woman.
If you were married to a woman.
What would you suggest for that woman?
Oh, look, as women like pretty things, generally.
So you want a new Mac laptop?
No.
Oh.
Goodness me.
iPhone 10?
No.
Oh.
My phone works perfectly well.
What about your husband? You could buy one for him.
He's only just got a brand new phone. Like, your phone's less than 6 months old. Why would you want to
know
that?
It's out of date now. It's one less than the one less.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what wives want. I don't particularly want anything. But that's not an excuse not to buy me anything, by the way.
You don't want anything. You have no suggestions, but I still have to buy you something.
Yep. That's the way it works. I'm an enigma. You manage. I'm not going to say don't get me anything because it'll be recorded and there'll be evidence. Anything can and will be used against you. So, you know, I can just hope because I've got a Pandora bracelet. The amount of times I've grabbed one of their brochures and ticked and crossed and liked and commented on various things in those brochures, I'm sure you'll find something within.
I'll dig down and just channel my inner Sam and then buy you something you don't like.
Yeah. Well, that normally happens. Problem is I don't really like that much. I'm so picky and I hate shopping. Like, I'm so not a girl in that regard. I do not like shopping at all. Never have, never will. So I'm not a trinkety kind of, you know, all gotta have shoes, all gotta have bags and nah, that's not me. You'll find something. And if you don't, it'll be fine anyway. It's not like I'm gonna get all cranky at you.
No, but you'll let me know.
Oh, I'll just be sad. You know?
Oh, you want a card and a present?
Yes. I can't do that.
That's too hard.
So how long have we been recording? Have we satisfied massive listenership's desires?
Yep, that'll do for one.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Bye for now.
You've got to do sign-offs, like, you know.
What is my sign-off? What have we been doing? If,
you know, thanks for listening. Mention us on Twitter. We're at sad_FM. If you want to give us feedback, we'd really like some, but you don't have to.
Hit like, subscribe, and whatever else they say.
Click like, comment down below in the doobly-doo.
In the doobly-doo.
In the doobly-doo. And that's
Tell your friends.
Click like and subscribe.
That's the one. Click like and subscribe. Such a lovely little phrase.
Smash the like button.
Yep, smash it.
And that's it.
Yep. Bye.
Oh, goodbye. All right, next episode.
No, I'm not going to record anymore.
We're meant to hang out in the green room and talk about how good the show is.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Do you want me to talk about light bulbs?
No, I don't want to talk anymore.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can you hang up?